There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's out of habit, I say, Jennifer. She's gone to spring training with her father for a couple of days. You'd think they have more important things to do, right? Like be on this program. Let me go to the...
Yeah.
All right. What's the big idea? Who do I report her to? Send in a report. Let's see. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media and saying, yeah, when yeah. I need him to. Yeah. Okay. So here's the briefing. What you need to know today, authorities in Tunisia searching for accomplices after the gun attack in Tunis. 17 tourists killed, 2 Tunisians are dead as well. Neither of the 2 gunmen killed by security forces was linked to any known terrorist organization. Militants have tried to derail the transition to democracy. No group claiming responsibility. This is probably the only place in that area, this is North Africa, where democracy has actually worked. It's a great little country, very appealing, heretofore safe. So now, what do you have? This is just more of the shoot 'em ups. The shooting stories today, whether they be domestic or international, troubling. And as a person who is supposed to be a communicator about what's going on here, I find that I really kind of want to not do any of this most days. I really don't. I don't want to talk about this stuff. I'd rather talk about things that are... the most important thing right now in front of me, I think, is to how it affects or impacts more lives than anything else, is what's going on at fraternities around the United States. The frat houses coming under fire as never before. The misconduct from the days of Animal House when we laughed at some of the silly things that Belushi and those others did. But now it's more serious because these rapes continued. And I've sort of declared a no-go zone here, Kenny, as well. But I'm troubled because there's so much of this now. And it reflects badly on the morality of the good people in our country, but more importantly, good students, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things that troubles me is how the college presidents are handling this. University of Oklahoma, all the members of the fraternity, including a lot of people who didn't even participate in the racist song, were evicted. And now the University of Maryland apparently considering disciplining students for sending an email to a handful of other students in which this student expressed his preferences for women and vulgarity focused on their, how do I get around this? It's so blatant, the problems of growing up, whether it's because of privilege, what is it? The racist stuff, the sexist stuff. The racist stuff has bothered me, and I've been more vocal about that in the last 2-3 weeks because of what has happened. The racist speech sort of things bother me, trouble me. That stuff always bothers me and troubles me. But I'm now more focused on the continuing problems of rape on our college campuses, and whether parents can feel that their daughters, when they go off to school, are safe or not. And the thing that bothers me more than anything else about this are the huge numbers of rapes that are not being reported. That just because of the social stigma that gets attached to a young woman who has this experience, and this is again back to, I'm going to put these two things together, the male orientation of our colleges and the racist stuff that's coming from the fraternities and the sexist stuff that comes from the fraternities is completely unacceptable in this country or any civilized country. But yet there's more and more and more of it. Why? Any theories, Kenny? What was it like when you went, Richie? What in the world makes this okay, and how is there so much more of it? And it's basically what? With young men.
Nothing makes it okay.
No,
right.
But why there is so much more of it? It's the shark attacks news story.
How do you mean?
You know how some stories will get trends because the news is now looking for it. Remember when the sharks were eating everybody on the beaches 5 or 8 years ago?
Supposedly.
And every time there was a shark, they showed it from a helicopter news cam. That's what this is, the story of the month now, and they're looking for it everywhere, and they're finding it.
Yeah.
But
well, that's what's not acceptable.
I don't think there's any more or any less. I just think we're seeing it more because the news is now going, oh, look, red flag, let's go find it.
And I think if you add social media to that, because kids are stupid and this is now an outlet so they can do these terrible things, but then they think it's funny to take a video or pictures of it and they post it. And we find out about it on Facebook and Twitter.
Nothing is a secret anymore.
Right.
Even if you want it to be, and you think it is, just between you and your buddies, it's done. It's out.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with you, but I understand what you're saying. I think there's more of it, and it's way beyond that. And this age group is becoming very vocal about it. Men, yes, women. Yes. Yeah.
What if there were Facebook in 1965?
When I was going to school.
Do you think there would be more of it than then?
But do I think more of what? More of the reporting of it or more of the actual
racial
occurrence?
Tension, racial tension.
No, I think it's much worse now than it was when I was in college. Much worse.
Do you?
Yep, I do. I think that it's, and it may be in part, not necessarily because it's being reported like you've just discussed, but because the more focus on it, the more people think, oh yeah, okay, that happened over here. Maybe we can get away with it over here. That kind of stuff. It's just the mentality of people, I think, at that age. Young men are, and this is a broad-based statement, there's an irresponsibility, there's an entitlement that's going way too far with young men who think they can get away. We've gone back, turned the clock back in terms of racism and sexism on college campuses, I think. To a troubling degree. All right, so that's food for thought. Comments, help yourself. 888-302 Doug. Email to Jen. You can see, but she won't read it today. Rich, Ken, Doug at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com, /Good Day, Twitter, Good Day in a Moment. We're going to have a conversation with a lady from the International Business Times, a reporter who has been following what the Fed is doing. If you had a good day on the stock market yesterday, you want to know why? We'll talk about it in a minute. You're on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morn and win.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99. Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online. It's $3.28 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Joining us now on Good Day is Jessica Minton, who is at the International Business Times. She reports on global markets from the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. She's worked various television circumstances. She writes, quote, U.S. stocks skyrocketed Wednesday when the Dow Jones Industrial Average surging more than 200 points after the Fed dropped patient from its monetary policy statement. What does that mean, Jessica? Or what, I mean, other than the Dow Jones average going up a couple of hundred points, what is the effect of that word, patient, from the monetary policy statement?
Right. So thanks again, Doug, for having me on again. But patient is basically this rhetoric that the Federal Reserve uses. Back in December, when they had two policy meetings ago, they used the phrase considerable time, and then they changed that to patient then, kind of signaling that they were on course to hike rates sometime this year. So everyone was looking yesterday to see, okay, if they drop patient, that means they're basically setting the stage to hike rates as early as possibly June. They've already said they're not going to hike rates at their April meeting, but this basically means we could possibly see a rate hike in June. Now, that also doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to do it, but this means it's basically on the table to see some sort of hike in 2015, most likely.
So why would that push the Dow Jones average up a couple of hundred points?
Right, and that's an excellent question. So a lot of that has to do with market psychology. So in the markets, they basically anticipated and priced in that the Fed most likely was going to do this. And so this is actually a good sign, because the whole reason we're talking about interest rate hikes means the economy is growing healthier. And so if they were to not drop that statement yesterday, that means that the Fed would have been more concerned about the economy, and that means not hiking rates as soon as they thought. So that would have been, okay, wait a minute, maybe the economy isn't as healthy as we thought. But because they did, that means we are on a good track when it comes to looking at those jobs reports and other economic data out
but
there.
But isn't it in part the boost because they said, she came a yelling, came out and said, taking out the word patient doesn't mean we're going to be impatient.
Right.
So they feel like they have more time.
Right, exactly. So that's a great thing to bring up as well. So they dropped it so they can do this at some of the next few meetings, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they have to. So, and they always try to say they're very data dependent, meaning as long as they continue to see gains in the labor market and some of the other data that's out there, then that could put them on course. But that also helps them where they, if they don't necessarily say it, they don't have to backtrack if they immediately say, okay, we're going to hike rates. And then all of a sudden, if, you know, we get a bad jobs report out there, and then they have to retract that, which they kind of had certain situations when Bernanke was Fed chair before, where they didn't want to lose necessarily certain credibility about that. So they're sort of, they're very careful with their language, but this is them saying, okay, as long as the economy still holds up, we will hike rates.
The economy appears to be getting better, but wages are still stagnant. Is that going to hold things back?
Right, and that's something that has been going on for years. We really haven't seen any sort of strong wage growth when we are looking at the labor market, and that's something that they continually mention that they are seeing, but I don't think that's enough to hold them back from a rate hike, because they can't keep rates as low as they are forever. Eventually, they're going to have to go up. So, but that's still a concerning sign when you are looking at the labor market, because even though we do see the unemployment dropping, there's still other issues out there, especially wage growth.
And See on the
Jessica Minton from the International Business Times talking about what happened on the exchange, the stock exchange yesterday. 21 half the hour on Good Day.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Wonder time on Good Day. I was almost ready to introduce him using his name, Richie. But I shan't do that. It's my old disc jockey tendencies. Song is called Show and Tell. Fellas from Mississippi. Who is this?
These are the eyes that never knew how to smile till you came into my life. These are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can you see I'm trying?
Surprises me, as often I am surprised, and I bet you are too, when you consider that you think you know this fella's voice, and you're surprised to hear that this is the only time he ever made it to the top of the charts. So who is this fellow? 888-302-3684. Get you qualified for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Rich, you have a number of how many people have qualified so far?
That's drawing next week.
You know?
Climbing up on 100.
Okay. So when we get to 100, we'll stop. And we'll draw a name out of that 100. So this song made it to the top of the charts during this week in 1973. So if you know who the singer is, 888-302-3684. In school, this fellow showed very little interest in studies. Got involved with all the school entertainment. However, school plays, talent shows, singing. At the age of 12, he started a gospel quartet and sang in his church's choir, which is where a lot of these people showed up first time around. It's kind of cool that they had that background. I think this is a great training ground, frankly. His family moved to San Bernardino, California when he was in high school. Worked as a mail carrier, an office clerk, a janitor. 4 years later, he enlisted in the Navy and joined the enlisted men's chorus there. After he left the Navy, he settled in L.A., started singing in area clubs with an R&B group called the Jewels. Johnny Rivers saw him at one of the clubs and helped him get a record contract. He even produced, Johnny Rivers produced his first album for him. In 68, he had an R&B hit called The Snake. That's why I was sort of taken back, because I thought that was on the top, but it wasn't a pop hit. It was an R&B hit. How many people remember? Richie, you remember that?
I don't remember The Snake. I'm going to go look for it.
It was featured in a Lamborghini commercial. So anyway, number one, very quickly, this moved up. I remember the Casey Kasem treatment of this. That was 3 or 4 weeks to get to number one. Also got a gold record, but he was never able to come up with another blockbuster hit. So who is this singing show? And tell, crank it up a little bit more, will you?
Well, here, let's start it over again.
Sounds a lot like 3 or 4 different stars from that same vintage, doesn't it? In reality, is it?
Yeah, man, you know what? I forget what a strong voice he had.
Yeah. That's good stuff. All right, so let's work our way around here and see if we can find out what people think. Here's Jim in Washington. Jim, how are you this morning?
Great. How about you?
I'm not hearing him well, Richie, but maybe try it again, Jim.
Hello?
Yeah. All right, who do you think it is?
Barry White.
Barry White, great guess.
Yeah.
Not the right one, though. All right, Tracy, who do you think it is?
I think it's Lou Rawls.
That's an even better guess. That's another good guess. Yep, not the right one, though. Ellen, who do you think it is?
Al Wilson.
Al Wilson is the correct answer, yes. Al Wilson. What were you doing when this song was popular? What was going on in your life?
What year was that?
1973.
Oh, I was in high school.
Oh, that's why you remember it so well. All right, congratulations. You're on our qualification list for the trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Good luck with that. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
That's your tip of the day. You know, the need to chew begins with teething. You've probably seen how uncomfortable a baby feels when he's cutting his teeth, and puppies and kittens have this same problem. A young pet does need something in his mouth to ease the pain as the new teeth come in. An ice cube feels wonderful on those sore gums and has a lot of crunch to it, but make sure you only give him one if your dad is supervised. And toys at any age, but particularly in the early development stage, is a really necessity. For a young teething animal, you might want to wet the toys with some peanut butter or Cheese Whiz, put them on some rawhide, then place them in the freezer before letting your dog or cat chew on them. This will help numb the gum and ease the teething pain, much like a frozen teething ring for an infant. A dog's mouth is like a human's hand. If the mouth is not in use, the animal may get fidgety or even anxious. If he cannot find anything suitable to put his mouth on, and he's been alone all day and bored out of his mind, it would be surprising if he didn't go after the table. You must provide him with a wonderful array of terrific chew toys in every room of the house, so he always has the choice to do the right thing or perhaps not. I'll warn you next time.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring, and another in late spring, strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of The Berkey Guy.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of GoFoods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen. Dudley. He's Rich McFadden. Richard. He's Ken Kessler and Kenneth. And so we've all identified ourselves. Who are you? And what are you doing listening to this radio program when you could be doing something worthwhile with your time? Here we are. Sound like that's a line from Car Talk with the two boys. Anyway, the situation in Washington today, several things to consider. Number one, the president is going to sign an executive order today to cut the government's greenhouse gas emissions, buying lots of electric cars, electric this, electric that, powered by this, powered by that. So you'll be able to breathe better tomorrow after that order is signed today. The air is going to be much cleaner tomorrow. Meanwhile, the president is going to entertain Prince Charles and his wife Camilla. They'll be going in this afternoon for a little tea, a little afternoon tea. They're going to be talking about social responsibility, according to the agenda released by the people that plan the president's time.
I'm staying away from downtown this week.
Yep, good idea. The president has floated the idea of mandatory voting in America. What do you think about this? He says that requiring people to vote would lessen the influence that those with money can have on elections, where low turnout often gives an advantage to the party best able to turn out its base. On the surface, not such a bad idea.
Right, you go, oh, that's a... Wait a minute.
Okay, but what does that... What does it mean if you don't vote? Do you go to jail? Is it like if you don't serve on a jury, you go to jail?
It's one of those things where you can't get your license renewed.
Yeah.
unless you voted.
So that's what the philosophy of these people is, to make the government all-powerful, make the government, and don't get me wrong, I think there ought to be a way that we somehow get everybody involved in the process, like having weekend voting.
How about
Saturday,
a tax break?
Sunday. Not a tax break, no. No, not a tax break, no. But some, why would people, if we were teaching civics, Rich, people would understand how important it is, how valuable it is, how useful it is for you to exercise that right that very few people, when you look around the world, there are very few countries, very few people who actually have the right to vote in a circumstance as we present here in this country. So why wouldn't you want to
bomb or kill if they try to
vote? Vote for me or I'll kill you. That's Putin's line. Saddam Hussein's line. Yep, we have democratic elections.
I mean, they are regularly bombed.
Yeah.
Not as much anymore, but still, when they go to the polls.
Yeah. So the thing that is very troubling, yesterday at this radio thing that I attended in Washington, Philadelphia, the thing that bothered me was a discussion about how free the cash is flowing now to influence what goes on radio stations, radio programs. The clear interest was on payola for radio stations to play music, and how now the FCC has allowed or says, yeah, you want to pay? Go pay and have your records played. It's not any different than buying a commercial. Is it or isn't it? You know that we have commercials on this program. That's how I am able to bring you the program, because I have commercial support. Otherwise, I couldn't be, you know, we got to make a living and pay the bills. So it'd be either this or getting on the manure truck. One or the other. I guess this is a manure truck of sorts. Anyway, the underscore here is that we have a privilege. We have a freedom. We have people encouraged to vote one way or another, depending on your whatever influences you. But the fact that you can go and freely cast your ballot is, and that's in question too. Even here, where we're so progressive, there are plenty of circumstances where people are not allowed to vote because of various things still in certain parts of the country. But then the other side of it is, people are voting that have no business voting. Who haven't, even citizens haven't been through the process, but because we don't require them to identify themselves,
or
it could
dead.
Be anybody.
Dead
but,
people still voting.
Yeah, dead people are voting in Chicago and Boston and other places. So I don't know that we've dug into this enough to know what really the ideas the president has. Good idea on the surface to encourage people to vote. Make it easy. Saturday, Sunday, a weekend when people aren't working. Why does it have to be Tuesday? Why does it have to be in the coldest part of the year? Why can't it be in the spring? Why can't it be the last weekend of April we vote? Why does it have to be in November? Is that a law someplace? A federal law that says you must vote on the first Tuesday of November? Why do we do that? It's cold, dark, unpleasant. Well, that doesn't encourage people to go out and vote. They stay home. So, yeah, good idea. See where it goes. Not mandatory. Just get people embracing the project, embracing the reality of how wonderful it is that we have the right to go vote. Secret Service, as long as we're in Washington, Richie.
Oh, jeez.
The head of the Secret Service will tell lawmakers today that news accounts of the agents crashing a car into the White House barricade were exaggerated. We didn't really make that big a mess out of the car. They weren't really that drunk. Right.
But how do you know? Because the tape was destroyed.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear this?
No.
The videotape
that
shows the clearest account of what happened was destroyed 72 hours after the event because that is policy.
Really?
That all videotapes of the White House grounds are destroyed 72 hours.
Why did it take them 72 hours? Why couldn't they go in there after they had the accident within 15 minutes to get the tape?
They just roll the tapes over every 72 hours.
Didn't answer my question.
When 72 hours came up, that tape was in the mix.
Why wasn't it taken out? And very convenient.
That's what they're trying to find out.
Yeah, of course. Find that in the same place they found the emails from the IRS.
Right. From Hillary.
Yeah,
right.
Right. House expected to pass a resolution that overturns a National Labor Relations Board rule that would have streamlined how workers vote on whether to join a union or not. Veto there. National Urban League releases its National Equality Index today. Measures how blacks and Hispanics compare with whites in education, economics, health, social justice, and civic engagement. I don't know what are they using as reference points, but you can be sure it'll be bad.
No, actually, the report was pretty good.
Was already? I thought it was coming out till today.
Economic.
How do you know? It says releases today. I haven't seen this. Where'd you?
It's out.
It is?
Yeah.
Kenny, did you see it? Where'd Kenny go? He's gone.
Right here. I said I did not.
Oh, all right. So there. All right. As long as we're in your neck of the woods, Rich, you might as well stay close by. The governor of Virginia ordered an investigation after yet another black student injured during an arrest yesterday. Good God, this country. Picture from the scene shows a bloodied Martise Johnson.
Yeah.
During his arrest, he was charged with public intoxication, obstruction of justice. Department of Alcohol and Beverage Control said in a statement, agents involved have been assigned to an administrative duty. Third-year student, double majoring in Italian and media studies, has no criminal record. Massive crowd gathered to protest how he was treated.
Apparently, he tried to get into a Trinity Irish pub at 12:45, and he was stopped by a bouncer and was denied entry.
Yeah.
At which time, an ABC officer, Alcohol Bureau Control officer, grabbed him by the arm, pulled him away to speak with him, and after a minute, he tried to grab his arm away, and another officer came over and held him, and then that's when he got thrown to the ground and bust his head open.
Okay, was it legit? I mean, in a sense, how far do we go with these things? Why do we have so much of this?
Well, I mean, you're going to have drunk kids getting refused to get into bars at every single college.
They ought to be.
Yeah, right. But now we have to determine whether this guy got unruly or whether he was really just being manhandled by these two cops and it was over. It was abuse.
What do you think, Richie?
You know, right now, just in reading everything that I'm reading, I don't think he needed to be thrown to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see how the story unfolds.
Kenny, what else do you know about it?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything to indicate that he was being some kind of a problem, that he was struggling with the officers or fighting them or anything. I just feel like if he were, they would have said something.
Is this the news media once again? Are these pretty much the same thing we were talking about before?
Right.
Is this the same sort of thing we now are focused on this? Have these kind of incidents been going on forever? We just didn't know about them because they weren't reported? Or are they increasing? Which comes first, the chicken or the egg here? Not acceptable under any circumstances.
If there weren't a cell phone to be able to show this guy's bloody face, it wouldn't have gone anywhere.
Hmm. And is that right? I mean, he had a bloody face, so shouldn't people know that he was treated that way?
And if for a white kid, nobody would care.
There you go. 888-302-3684, 16 and a half before the hour.
Easy for you to say.
Yes, it certainly is. Perhaps the most underappreciated food in the history of eating, Richie, is that little beet. Historically, a source of food easily grown. Most places around the country grow beets. They are storable. They adapt well to a wide variety of climates. So they have been used as a great veggie. The leaves, they're like spinach. They have beet greens, like spinach, a little vinegar. Yum. Good stuff. But now, studies have shown that using beets and their properties help in the solution of problems with kidneys, with dandruff, with heart disease, anemia, circulation, cancer, liver conditions, constipation, energy needs, that sort of thing. Because what beets do is open up your venal system so the blood gets better and stronger. When the pulse comes from your heart, the blood is pumped out, gets to your muscles, to your brain, to all your organs. That's why using Super Beets is so good for you. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that are so good for all of your body. Super Beets beats any other way of getting your blood. Get it, Richie? See that? Super Beets.
Saw what you did there.
Thank you very much. Call 800-655-4183 to get in line to enjoy Super Beets. This is the only way you can get this powerful blend. They've done such a great job. When you open up the package, you can smell the beets. And you put it in your drink, and you have the benefits all day long. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order. Is backed by a money-back guarantee. Get a book that calls your attention to all the great things that come from beets. I'm having a physical today and tomorrow, and so I'm on a fast. And I went in, I was going to mix some of the beet juice, beets in some juice and drink it, but then I thought, oh, that'll do things, and when they come to take the blood, it'll charge it the wrong way. So I'll have to wait, Richie. If I run out of energy between now and the end of the program, will you make sure that I'm...
I'll crank you up. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay.
I have other ways.
I know you do. Get this free book. Get the free shipping. You'll love the results that you feel with your first canister. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Go to Doug Steffen. No, did we put the... I thought we were going to put the link to Doug Likes Beets over at DougSteffen.com, Richie.
I think we did, but we can.
All right, let's
we
do
don't
that.
Have it there. Yeah, yeah. DougLikesBeets.com.
I know, we say it fast 100 times.
I know.
DougLikesBeets.com, 800-655-4183. Television report in 60 seconds here on Good Day.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. 10 million square feet of flooring must be reduced. That means it's your chance to get laminate for 48% off, like our thickest and best 12 millimeter with attached pad for $149. Bamboo for 33% off, like hand-scraped bamboo for $199, the lowest price of the season. Pre-finished hardwood for 38% off, like hand-scraped hickory and other hardwood styles for $299. Plus, more deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, so let's see what's going on in the world of television. Sunbright TV.
Who's that?
They build all-weather televisions. They're now being sold at Best Buy in the outdoor entertainment department. You can buy a TV that you can leave outside.
That's very handy.
Well, it's handy in the summertime, I think.
Yeah, for the patio?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
One-fifth of video consumption will be on mobile screens by 2025. Let me repeat that. More people turning to smartphones and tablets for viewing in the next 10 years. Devices accounting for 20% of all video content. Let's see here. These devices we're talking about are your iPad, iPhone, any kind of a smartphone, the watch. You'll be able to watch TV on your watch. Right?
Too small.
Yeah, I don't like even looking at the pictures that I see in some of the iPhones. Twilight star Judith Ciccone has joined the cast of Heroes Reborn. This is a regular series.
Can't wait.
Rebooted event. She's a British actress, best known for her role in the Twilight film Breaking Dawn Part 2 as Zafrina, the leader of the Amazonian vampires. Good God.
Amazonian vampires.
That's what I like. Sleepy Hollow.
You had every superhero.
Yeah. Fox renewing the Sleepy Hollow drama, another 18 episodes, third season. Per Fox, Season 3 will explore the evolving partnership between Crane and Mills after the pair scored a decisive victory over evil in the finale.
A decisive victory over evil.
So what is there other than a decisive victory?
How do you bring the show back if you have a decisive victory over evil?
What's left? More evil.
It's the return of evil.
Return of evil. Chevy, good Doug. Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo are in this new TV. The pilot is called Chev and Bev. I guess now it's going to be called Chevy. Why? This is like a vacation reboot.
I hope they do vacation stuff. Yeah,
that's, I think, what they're all about. All right, 51 after on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Past the hour now. It's Money Pit time. That means that I get to talk again for 2 days in a row. Wow. Yesterday, Tom and I were together at this event in Philadelphia in which we learned how to broaden our outlook on life. We have a new, it was like Kumbaya. I wanted to at the end, right? Didn't you want to sing Kumbaya, yeah, my Lord?
In the circle and sing Kumbaya.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Tom and Leslie Segretti host the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program every weekend. It's on thousands, if not tens of thousands of radio stations, not only around our country, but around the globe. You can hear Tom and Leslie in Dubai. So if you're in Dubai soon...
And have an internet connection.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, you had to spoil it, huh?
Yeah.
So yesterday... Let's pause for a moment. I'm going to tell you about something that I saw yesterday while I was at this event. Then we ought to focus on the most overlooked home-related tax deductions as you're, what, about a month away from having to put all the numbers together. So stand by from that, from Tom Kreidler here on Good Day.
Did you know that since the year 2000, almost 40% of new anti-cancer drugs were first approved for blood cancer patients and are being tested on patients with other cancers like lung, prostate, and breast? That's why the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is a proud supporter of the new PBS series, Ken Burns Presents Cancer, The Emperor of All Maladies, a film by Barrick Goodman.
The film is a vivid account of the grim past of cancer and the promising future of cures like the research the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society funds to advance targeted therapies and immunotherapy drugs that save lives every day. And every day, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society continues funding research for patients, stopping cancer not someday, but today. Text CURES to 80077 to learn more about our impact on cures. That's CURES to 80077. Message and data rates may apply.
All right, so this is just a sort of quickie observation.
Yep.
I saw a number of how-to clinics posted at Home Depot, how to install light fixtures, how to install toilets, how to install faucet. Is that a big part of what they do? Is that something that
they... No, I think it's a good add-on to what they do. I've actually hosted some of those clinics from time to time.
Really?
And you get a pretty good turnout, and folks that come out are serious, and they want to learn. And we've talked... We taught folks how to install dimmer and an occupancy sensor. So that's something that you would normally not think you could do, but if you can get the power turned off, you certainly could make that improvement to your home. So, no, I think
Home Depot clinics are very... leave the power on, it's much more fun. All right, the five most overlooked home-related tax deductions are...
Well, the first one is energy-efficient home upgrades. There are certain types of heating equipment, for example, that qualify for tax credits, like air conditioners and gas and oil and propane boilers and furnaces, and even the blower motor can qualify for a tax deduction. So if you've made any improvements to your home, even windows, sometimes doors, insulation, those could be deductible or at least earn you a tax deduction. The next one is home office deductions. You know, there's really three things that the IRS looks at for that. It needs to be something that's like a regular and exclusive use. It's really used for business, nothing else. It's the principal place of business. It's not just a space that you kind of occasionally conduct business. It's basically your workspace. And even if you're an employee, you might be able to take a home office deduction if you're using your home office basically at the convenience of your employer.
I always say that we all ought to have a home-based business of one size, shape, or some form, garage business, basement business, whatever it is, for these reasons as well as many others. So that's a great tip. All right, what else have you got here?
Disaster-related expenses. If you were impacted by Hurricane Sandy, for example, and are still making improvements and repairs from that, those expenses can be related. And also moving expenses. If you have to move because of a job at least 50 miles, you can deduct some of those costs, moving costs, storage costs, moving-related travel costs. Those are all deductible.
All right, so you can find that listed at the Money Pit's website, I'm betting, or not.
Yep, it's online at moneypit.com. There's a full gallery that explains it all.
Really?
Yep.
So good. It's so smart. You're so... I don't know how we've been able to survive in the same place together. You're so... when the two of us see each other, like you were behind a post when you saw me walking, and he looks at me, huh? What's going on? Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. You can call him. You can write him. You can see me go to Tom's house in New Jersey and leave a message on his door. And I want to know this about that.
Yeah, but
check it all out. Money Pit. Doug Steffens, Good Day at 59 after the hour.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.